Cause it's the Weasel and Sponge Chronicles. It's the Weasel and Sponge Chronicles. With the Sponge and the Weasel leading the way, coming to you every Saturday. We got Father John Sweaty with his sweet, sweet tracks, and we got the Keepo with his animal facts. Penny, Buster, and Specky Steve, yeah, they're pretty shit folks, and they make you wanna leave. But lest I forget to mention, the man with the wicked intention. It's a topical, prodigal, so iconical, it's gonna be hysterical. I'm talking about the Chronicle, coming in your earways, all over your chin. Now everybody pregnant, and it's time to begin.
All right, here we go for another week of the Weasel and Sponge Chronicles.
Oh, the intro song, how good is it?
No applause this week, mate.
Oh, God, just an analog applause. Yeah. The old school type.
Oh,
none
very
of that
good.
Digital stuff.
Very good. How are you, Weiss?
Oh, I'm top of the world. Another prediction. The podcast predictions, the Broncos.
Geez, we're going to have to start calling you Nostradamus.
Yeah, well, the podcast, you had your one with the old Queen's husband.
Yes.
Former, or whatever you want to call it, I don't know.
Prince Philip.
Old Philip, yeah. Yep.
Kicked the bucket.
He did.
He was looking pretty crook.
Yeah, probably didn't take an astrophysicist to work that one out that he was about to go.
No, that's right. Hey, mate, we've actually come in rather early this morning.
Oh, we have. We have.
I'm down an octave or two here. Why are we in here early today?
Mate, just you know, the early bird gets the worm, as they say. Yeah.
Yep. Got anything special on this weekend?
Just doing a little getaway.
Get a little getaway
with the missus.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. But, you know,
romantic weekend.
A little romantic Saturday.
Oh, really?
And the whole weekend, Jesus.
And she's excited about getting away with you?
Not at the moment, no, she's sleeping. It was actually the opposite of excited when I woke her up this morning.
Righto. Okay, so you're going away for the weekend.
Yes.
Romantic weekend.
Yeah, yeah, to a winery.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Wow.
La-dee-da.
Into the hinterland then?
In the hinterland, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. You got anything special planned?
No, there's no ring or nothing like that, mate.
Sure?
I got a bad back, so I couldn't get down to one knee if I wanted. Just carrying this podcast has done bloody terrible things to my back. 6 months ago, I had a perfect back.
Really?
Yeah. Really? Yeah. It just, carrying the cast.
I think you're born to be on one knee, my friend.
Yeah, no, it's not happening yet, mate. You can try.
Well, we've got some special things planned for you today. So you don't want to do a prank call today? That's not a prank?
No, I'm right.
No, you sure?
The setup.
All right. Okay. Well, I know that the boys...
The poem from Chronicles got a poem ready. I like it.
No, not saying anything like
father.
That.
The father's written a bit of a love song for me to play.
No, nothing. Yeah. I'm not disclosing anything at this point. All right, but today is a very special day because today's the day that Weasel's going to pop the question, guys. So strut yourselves in.
That was a prediction that we're not going to get right, people.
Hopefully, it's going to be a big episode of the Weasel and Sponge Chronicles. So let's get the boys on the line.
That's so funny.
All right, it's time to check in with the boys. Chronicle, how are you going, mate?
Yeah, I'm actually not too bad. I've straight up, I've got a question for you, Weez.
No rest for the Weasel here.
No,
sounds like an interrogation. No, of course I will.
Will you marry me?
I would, Chronicle, in a heartbeat.
The old Crondoggle's getting nervous. He's like, better get in.
Yeah,
better get in.
We're not on a rooftop, Chronicle.
Nah, keep your pants on. BYO pants.
Well, you know you don't.
Hey, Father John Sweaty, did you have a gig last night?
Yeah.
Sounds like he wore out his vocals.
So you're appreciating the nice early start that Weasel's made us all do.
Yeah, you better fucking pop that knee, son.
Well, there will be no knee. But that's okay.
Yeah, no. It's going to be a big day for Weiss. You know, he's got... he's obviously got the big question coming up, which is always a scary moment in everyone's lives. Hey, Chronicle, if you were going to propose to someone, how would you do it?
It'd be on a
rooftop. I'd probably have to untie them and take them out of the house. I mean, whether she says yes or not, it'd be a different story.
Whoa, what was that? Is that a toilet?
No, it's a sink. I just had to pour out my almond coffee. It was too clumpy.
Just had to dry my armpits over the sink.
We'll have to get the keeper. It's sweaty. The keeper will be on later. He's living in Melbourne, obviously. He knows everything about almond lattes and those sort of things.
Soy almond latte.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I can imagine that a Chronicle proposal would be, turn on K-San and...
We've lost someone.
Yeah, that's all right. Turn on K-San and...
We've gained someone.
Killing it here early in the morning at the Weasel and Sponge Chronicles.
We are a bit flat, aren't we?
What do you expect?
I hope the missus doesn't want to listen to the podcast on the way up to this little getaway.
Well,
it might ruin the surprise.
Weasel hasn't slept for 42 hours. He's so nervous.
Yes.
I can imagine Chronicle, if you're going to pop the question, you turn on K-San and, get down on one knee. It'd be lovely.
I'll tell you what, it's a long way down.
Very good, very good. Hey, Chronicle, poem this week, mate. what's been kicking around the old noggin there?
Oh well, I've actually found a bit of motivation, and I've done a poem, but I've also had a last minute poem, actually. Twisted it up in 5 minutes.
Yeah.
I love the 5 minute special. I love the 5 minute special. Twist up. It's great.
I feel like it'll involve me.
Do you want to explain?
Why do I believe it'll involve me?
Well, I just think that, when a man decides to propose to the woman that he loves, it's quite
I do love Alana, but I'm not proposing, but go on.
It's quite a...
that we know of.
Well, I don't want to ruin the surprise.
Yeah, that's right. It's quite a special moment in someone's life.
It's ruined.
We should mark this significant occasion for the Weez here on the Weez on Sponge Chronicles. So I gave the Chronicle a little bit of a call earlier on. I said, mate, how about we twist up something special to mark this occasion? And Chronicle, you were more than happy to come to the party.
I wouldn't say more than happy, but I did it. Writing two poems is tough enough, and then you get thrown one about 10 minutes before we go to air, and it's like, oh, hang on, better twist one up real quick.
Yep.
Yeah, it's not something you get happy about.
No.
It's not a passion project.
Sure. Yep. Well, Father John, I'm sure you've got a song planned for us.
Yeah, I'm sure Father John went above and beyond this week.
Yeah, that's right. Very good. Hey, what's the title of the poem this week, Chronicle?
To be honest, I didn't get time because, as I said, you didn't give me much notice. So I literally just tapped away on the old workbench and just twisted it up. But it's called, I'll just make one up now. It's called Never Ever Get Married.
Oh, very good. I like it. I like it. Are there any sponsors?
Very original.
No, I'm on a hiatus from sponsors until there's a new electrician in Moray.
Okay.
Sponsored by Marks and Spencer.
Yeah.
Is that divorce lawyers or something?
Yeah, very good.
Divorce lawyers. Sponsored by some divorce lawyer.
Oh, they're a jeweler, aren't they? Oh, fuck. No, I don't know. Just ignore me for a little while, boys.
Just let me have my soy latte.
Oh, that's fantastic. No worries, Father. We will do. Okay, Chronicle, take it away, mate. This is Never Ever Get Married by the Chronicle, and this is for you, Weez. So let's hit it off.
Literally, it's only a short one, but it goes...
That's what she said.
So we've all gotten up early. So we've all gotten up early, so we could have a romantic getaway. Once again, dogging the boys, what can I say? It sounds quite lovely, but just a suggestion, can that sloppy rig get back up after you pop the question? You've admitted defeat, and it was inevitable, to say the least. Even she'd be second-guessing about taming that big beast. If she says yes, then she's fucking kidding herself. As Cupid once said, there's more books on the shelf. Roses are red, violets are blue. You were once one of the boys. It was nice knowing you. Getting married is as overrated as Ash Barty. The only good thing to come from this will be strippers and a bucks party. So enjoy your weekend. I hope you have a fight, because when you're single like the Cron, it's always a good night.
The Chronicle coming through. What?
It's disgusting.
What the fuck is that?
it said disgusted woman, so I thought I'd give it a go. But everyone quiet. is that
That's when he pops the question.
That was disgusting.
You've just played what Father John Sweaty hears every time he turns on KSAN.
Nah.
Oh dear. Hey, Chronicle. That was beautiful. I loved it. I absolutely love that. Thank you, my friend.
Thanks for the heads up.
Yep. So now we've got a really a special thing to jump in here, guys. We're going to give Weasel's missus a call, we're going to see if she...
We're not calling her. She's sleeping.
That's how every girl wants to wake up to a ring.
The thing is, no one has a number, so...
Oh, dear.
We don't want to ruin the surprise, guys.
Well,
if she's every green woman nut, wants to wake up.
Yeah. Every woman wants to wake up to a bunch of rowdy boys in the morning, don't they? G'day, love.
You want some of my soy latte? With some head.
Okay. All right.
You're disgusting.
Let's stomp it, gentlemen.
I'm waffling.
Sorry.
Hey, gents, last week week before, I can't remember which one it was, but Father John Sweaty, you've gone viral, my friend.
Oh, have I just?
You have. Mm-hmm. Victor Bravo's has
got an infection.
Not another one.
I thought you were talking about my urethra.
It is tainted.
Oh dear. But no, the old song Victor Bravo's, it's gone viral, and I can't remember how many people watched it, but it was a lot. Thousands.
Bit of planning and I would have looked.
Yeah, thousands.
tens of thousands.
So, mate, you've done a great job there. Like, we thought Beers and Durries was good, but perhaps, you know, the key was to dump the Chronicle as your lyric master and just do it yourself.
Yeah, I guess that or advertise it with money.
Nah, that'd be too easy.
That certainly helped.
You just reminded me. I weighs a pineapple. very good. Hey guys, we're going to jump into getting to know you for the week. So this is the segment where I ask some questions to the boys, and we learn a little bit more about them. And although I feel like we've been learning too much lately, so we'll see how this goes. So, question one: if you were a cast member of Friends, who would you be? Let's kick it off with you, the Chronicle.
No, I'd have to say Phoebe, just because I can get up at the Central Perk and play KSAN and Wonderwall.
Yeah, I can see that. Yeah, I reckon Phoebe's a good choice for you. What about you, Father John?
A bit airy fairy.
I'd be the coffee shop man at the park, so I can pull the Chronicle off. Off the stage.
Yeah. And on the stage.
What a lucky boy.
Oh, goal. Weez, are you a Friends fan?
Nah, I don't really watch too much Friends, but I'll just go with Joey because he's the only one I really know the name of.
Right. Okay.
Not sure why.
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
You definitely wouldn't be Joey. I'm just telling you right now.
But he's not very talented, is he? He's a failing actor, is that right?
Yeah, but he's really good looking and picks up a lot of girls.
Oh, yeah, no, not me then. Yeah. No. Sorry, I got the wrong one. Ross then. Is Ross, what's Ross's one?
Yeah, I think I'd be Ross.
Yeah, right. Explain why.
It's quite coincidental that
he's a loser.
Weez won't have any friends.
What's that?
He won't have a missus.
No. I would be Ross, I think. Pretty safe bet there.
Yeah.
Either that or Chandler, but with slightly less funny jokes. Question two, gents. do you get stage fright?
No.
In what context?
Well,
when you're taking a piss.
Yeah, when you go
you
to...
You don't on air.
When you go to... Yeah. We know you don't, Father John. When you go to the...
It sounds bigger on air.
When you go to the urinal, do you have problems with getting the stream started?
When those bastards come up to you right next to you...
Yeah.
When there's 30 other urinals free, yeah, I do.
Yeah,
I'm more just angry. You can't look back in piss and anger.
Is that a song? Could be the title of the next song.
Sounds like a good parody song we could do.
Dark and anger.
I love parodies.
You do, don't you? You do. What about you, Chronicle?
Yeah, I'm probably the same. Yeah, look, you know, if you're just doing a piss in the ear or all, but like someone just gets that little bit too close, you sort of, you know, yeah.
Lose a digit,
right, I guess. When they close in,
yeah.
The comfort gap, I call it.
The comfort gap. Well, you've already told us that you're a nervous pooer, right?
Oh yeah. Oh, so nervous. If I'm taking a shit in a
urinal,
a public toilet, and someone comes in next, yeah.
The log just gets caught halfway out like a gopher.
When you're up there doing a double decker, looking down on them.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Yeah, it makes me a bit nervous.
Hey, I'm trying to poo in here.
Excuse me.
Up here, buddy.
Can you help me lift this system part up?
Oh dear. Hey, Chronicle, when you were at school, did you ever run cross country?
Sounds like you won it.
Yeah, but not by choice.
Okay, righto. Yeah, so
for the good points for the house.
So anyway, I used to do a bit of cross country, and I can remember once I went to like the big meet with all the other schools, right? And I was probably 15, I guess. And we got off, and it was at this crappy place in Ipswich, right? Yeah, shaved legs, always shaved. had to get some extra speed there. But I got off the bus, and you know, like when you're that age, you're like, oh, I've got to hydrate, you know, be ready for the race. And I was busting to do a piss, and about 3,000 other kids must have been doing the same thing. And there was this tiny little toilet block, right? And the urinal was just a wall, right? So, like, where it's not like separate little cubicles. So I had to go there, and I got up to the trough, and I went, I can't do a wee. Like, this is freaking me out. I can't do a wee. My bladder's about to explode. I've got to run 6Ks, right? And
weight.
I couldn't do a wee. I just couldn't do it. I had to end up going behind a tree. And it was the worst experience of my life. Terrible.
I'm wondering why behind a tree wasn't your first option.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like it'd be quicker. That's why I'd do it.
Yeah. I should've
I've actually been more. Locked up for doing that, but anyway.
And more about that, please, Weez.
I just took a pissing surface behind a tree, and a police officer was walking past and come and had a chat, and I ended up in the back of a paddy wagon.
Yeah,
okay. In a lockup, then got to play hopscotch.
I did that, but I got away with it.
Yeah, no, they didn't let me get away with it. Got to do hopscotch. It was at a time when they were trying to prove the lockout laws were working really well, so they were arresting everyone for anything, jaywalking or anything, to try and boost their numbers up of, like, right before lockout.
Oh, well, mate, that's all behind you now that you're going to be a married man. Yeah. So you don't need to worry about it anymore. Question three, gents. What animal are you scared of, Wiz? What animal are you scared of?
Nothing really in Australia that I'm that overly scared of, but bears. If I was over in the US or Canada walking in like a bushwalk or whatever, I don't know, fucking whatever they're called, that would scare the shit out of me, I reckon. If
a bear?
Yeah. If I knew they were in that forest.
Right.
Bears.
Yeah.
What about a North Sydney bear?
Hairy and big.
Matt Sears.
Yeah, I'd love it.
Billy Moore.
Veronica, you're a bit of a bear.
More of a gorilla, I reckon.
You bear.
Guilty.
Oh, dear. Chronicle, are you scared of anything?
Sorry.
No, that's all right. Are you scared of anything?
Me? I'm scared of...
Commitment?
I hope the RSPCA aren't listening, but
sobriety.
I actually hate every fucking animal. I hate every animal.
Especially dogs.
Yeah, not a fan. Dogs, cats, anything. I'm bloody not a fan.
Right. Anything that can't roll a durry, they're out.
I wish Noah's bloody ark just crashed, so it would be all good.
Father, are you afraid of any animal?
Yeah, mice freak me the fuck out.
Oh. Mice?
I know they're harmless, but I hate the fact that they scare me so much. Like, if you're walking around and you see a mice and you're like, oh, you fucking bastard. And then you're like, oh, it's just a mouse. And then you feel like a real dickhead for it. But yeah, they can go and get fucked.
Yeah, I'm frogs. I can't stand frogs. Frogs and toads. Or... Oh, no, I don't like any.
Oh,
I knew a dude that was...
Especially when you touch your arsehole when you're trying to take a shit.
Yeah. That's for the country people, everyone.
Yeah.
I used to work with a guy that was okay with cane toads and all that, but little green tree frogs would scare fuck out of him.
Really?
Yeah, only the little ones. It was like a little green tree frog, and he'd be like screaming and running and punching people because everyone knew about it.
Yeah,
so people
right.
would be like, you know... Oh, here you go.
I hate them. I'm not a fan at all. Yeah, actually, right. Yeah, I was out at Mum's the other day. She lives on a farm.
The Chronicles
future. Yeah, she does.
You're out on the Chronicles farm. Go on.
I was, yeah. Dad wasn't there. He's in Scotland at the moment. But
come out anytime you want.
But there were all frogs outside, and I had to get something out of the car, and I asked Mum to do it for me. She did.
Oh, no.
Oh, your mumsy.
Yeah.
She went and got me out of the car.
Yeah. She tried to, but you were passed out.
Got me off the car.
All right, question four.
Still on questions.
Did you secretly want a COVID lockdown, Wiz?
Every single time I'm due to go back to work, I really, like right now, I'm praying on Sunday night. That we have to go into lockdown, and I'm not the Gold Coast, just specifically they'll do.
Yeah.
Yes. So once every 2 weeks, I pray for a lockdown.
Yeah. Well, Chronicle, you've been living in lockdown for a long time. So,
do you pray for a lockdown?
Does that sentiment change?
Well, I mean, the first time I was like, yeah, can't wait to, you know, lockdown, bit of online teaching will be, you know, pretty cruisy. And then got through the first one and went, oh, you know, I'm glad that's done. And then, you know, three or four more, you're like, oh no, there's another one. Yeah.
So they get old, do they? My eulogy. They do get old.
Yeah, they do. Yeah. Like, as I told you boys, we've broken lockdown this week pretty much, but it's been the last pint was December 11th.
Oh, geez.
Jesus.
Wow. Well, that'll be nothing for Wheeze as soon as he pops this question. December the 11th, he'll be like, oh, it's only like 5 months. It's nothing.
Yeah.
What about you, Father? Did you want to lock down at all?
When it first kicked off, I remember being in London and I had this fucking crazy job where they literally worked you like slaves. And even my boss was a bit... He was on my level, so I remember we had like a staff barbecue and he comes out and he's talking about the COVID and I think we all ended up standing in a circle, jumping up and down and shouting, Wuhan, Wuhan, Wuhan. Bring it on. And then a lot of people died, so I feel kind of bad about that.
Yeah, at the beginning,
for sure.
Yeah, if you wake up.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, looking back, 2020. Regrets, I've got many.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, gents.
Leave the rhymes to me, big fella.
Gents, this week, so Father John Sweaty, what have we got planned as far as songs go? What are we going to play this week?
Oh, mate, I've been sitting in the studio all week, you know, just really grinding it out, trying to pick what old song I want to just play on Facebook because I don't have time.
So you've sent me a couple links. What have we got here?
Play Kasan.
One of them's not Kasan. this was me about 4 years ago and 30 kilos ago.
Yeah,
I've had a pretty mean ice addiction since. And,
well, you do live in Inverell. I'm
just being serious. It's fine.
Sounded like a pre-written joke, that one.
Oh,
save them for the penny bus.
I did think it. Cheers, Wes.
What'd you go day. For? Like, you should have just went for me.
Yeah, I can't trust you. Last time I left it up to you, you had KCN on. So cheers again. But I've gone for a bloke called, probably shouldn't say his name because I'll get people to know that I've not been so creative with my name, but... First one was Justin Timberlake with Seth Century.
Yeah.
And then the next one, yeah, we'll talk about the next one next week when we get back on the line.
Yeah, that's right. In a week's time. Okay, yeah, so that's good. That. So we're going to play Justin Timberlake in this episode.
I wonder if the father will be a bit dusty next week.
Probably. His hangover's last a week, I believe.
I'm no Nostradamus, but I reckon you might be in for a shout there, Wheeze.
Very good. All right, well, this is Justin Timberlake. What song is it? What's it called?
Something.
Cry Me a River.
So this is Justin Timberlake, Cry Me a River by Father John Sweaty. Get your radio turned up.
Your ear holes ready.
My earth, but you didn't know the ways I loved you. No, you took a chance, made up a plans, but you didn't think that they would come your way. But you don't have to say what you did, I already know. I heard it from him. Now there's just no chance for you and me to never be. Don't it make you sad about it? You told me you loved me. How could you leave me all alone? Now you tell me you need me whenever you call me on the phone. Girl, I refuse. You must have been confused. Some other guy. The bridges that burn. You take your turn to cry me a river. Cry me a river. Cry me a river. Keep pouring like a bone in a china shop. Grab whatever atoms that I can find just to fight them off. Maybe feet out the hour. I was not sure if I was alive or not. For the first time I was leaving right before 5 o'clock. Made it home and picked the phone up and tried to dial the cops. Time was off, meanwhile the feeling of this hour block. Outside door ain't gonna hold up with this tiny luck. I've gotta get it so that's harder than an iron fork. Looking around to find something to use to barricade the door. But it's tough to choose, cause all I see are price tags. Stuff in this room, it's too good for loose wood. A couple of screws and so on, what the fuck for? Worry about my honey, sure stuff. While I did a clawing at the front door. Set the chairs at the table. There's four fucking walls in my life. I won't let them be afraid to go to therapy. Tell me if I don't grab the glassy, but they can't be from the pantry. Put it in the bag with the candy. Like I'm going camping. Reach for the antique. Saw from the wall at the stampede. Burst through the door, struck a match to the bouncy. To the balcony, did they try to grab me as I skidded to the firm ground. Watch it burn down. Cause you don't have to see what you did. I already know, I heard it from him. Now there's just no chance for you and me. But never be. It's only make you sad about it. You told me you love me. How could you leave me all alone? Now you tell me you need me whenever you call me on the phone. Girl, I refuse. You must have been confused. Some other guy. The bridges they burn. Now you take your turn to cry me a river. 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 Cry me a river.
Father John. Father John Timberlake. Mate, well done.
Sweaty.
That was good. How many years ago was that?
Cheers, Brad. That was about 4 years ago, I reckon.
Yeah, okay.
Back at... Oh, that was Shirley Street, Cron.
Oh, jeez.
I do like the fact that, you know, when I'm playing it here, I can see a video of you playing. And you do a lot of inspiring movements with your mouth. You're like, at the start of a song.
Yeah. Warming up.
Looks like having a stroke.
He did.
Yeah, I look like Michael J. Fox trying to play guitar. Like
yeah, a little bit. A little bit. But no, it's good. I like it. I like it.
Cheers for the pointing of that out.
You're most welcome. Hey, you've been playing a few gigs lately, Father. Have you given any of the songs that you've created here on the Chronicles a run at the gigs?
Yeah. Beers and Dairies is always a treat. I had one last night.
Yeah.
Played that and that went really well. And then Let Victor loose. Cat amongst the pigeons.
Nice. And
yeah, that was a. It's funny to watch how many people know it already. It's good.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. Yeah,
everyone yells out that Victor bit. It's fun. Like, get your swelly in your plums.
All right. Very good.
Shaven plums.
Yeah, itchy week.
Aerodynamic plum.
Oh, dear. We're going to get the keeper on the line, see if he's got any fair dinkum facts for us this week. And will you boys stick around?
Yeah. Tell him to tell you a few stories about his piss cutting days. That's what I want to hear.
Okay.
I'm not letting that go. He tells you off air, but he won't tell you on the line. I don't know.
All right. No, he was pretty loose. Well,
pipe up and hit him up.
Yeah, let's get him into it. All right, let's get the keeper on here on the Weasel and Sponge Chronicles. We'll be right back. All right, it's that time that we check in with the keeper. Keeper, how are you, mate?
Chipping in, boys. There you go.
He's got out of his pen.
I'm glad you picked that up. Very good, mate. Very good. How are the animals going?
Yeah, good, mate. The world's still spinning. Everyone's breathing. So it's a good start of the morning.
Not everyone. We've lost a couple.
I guess it depends on what you're breathing.
Deep fryer oil in here.
Yeah.
Winfield gold.
That's how you know it's like an echo. It's in unison.
Ah, beautiful. Beautiful, gents.
What an echo.
Simpatico.
Very good.
How are you boys going? How's things?
We're good. We're very special week, Kiva. I don't know if you've heard, but Weasel is going away for a romantic weekend.
One night.
That's all it takes.
It's because I'm getting pissed and can't drive back.
Yeah, no. He's going to pop the question this weekend. Yeah. Keeper.
Full of piss.
I remember when I was out and about and I was an eligible bachelor and I'd go away on romantic weekends. And now that I'm a married man, my romantic weekends last about 35 seconds. So you save a bit of money when you get married.
Yeah, absolutely.
Time to go home, love. I'm sorry, love.
We haven't left yet. Yeah, I know, but I'm very sweaty.
Oh, dear. Yeah, so we keep trying to convince him to give her a call now. And we can play K-San in the background and he can ask her the question live on the podcast.
Wake her up and get it. Told to get fucked.
And,
and the weekend's off.
Yep.
Yeah. Saving money.
Oh, dear. Very good.
Too late to cancel.
Hey, now, Keeper, back in the day, mate, you didn't mind a few beers. In fact, you still like a few beers now. But all rums, absolutely. You actually had a drink named after you at a pub, didn't you?
The Keeper Special.
I had a drink named after me, the Keeper Special.
Yeah.
At a pub in Surfers Paradise on the Gold Coast. That's actually one of my biggest claim to fame. It's pretty special to have that sort of thing happen. So that was. I did like a drink or two or three or 700.
Yep.
Not bad. What was the concoction? What was the concoction, Keeper?
it was a shot of rum over ice with just a dash of lemonade. Like when I say dash, I mean like 10 mils. So all that does is takes away the heat of the rum, but you just get pure flavor. And it was the nectar of the gods, boys. Nectar of the gods.
Look at ourselves, a rum connoisseur. Pure sex. How many people did you punch after that?
None, actually. I think with the lemonade taking the heat out, you got rid of all the anger. So it was just pure
sex. Pure sex.
That's where people are going wrong. You just got to get rid of that anger out of the rum, and then it's just the greatest thing that's ever hit your lips. Hit your lips. It's so good. It's so good.
Fill it up again.
My name's the Keeper. I punch holes in blokes and fuck holes in women.
I feel like there's a song there.
we'll put a pin in that. We'll come back to that one.
Yeah, we'll come back to that one.
Did that just happen? Jesus.
Oh, sorry. We're cleaning the podcast up too, aren't we?
Beep, beep, beep,
this is what, after that song's written, then we're cleaning the podcast up.
Holy moly. Brittany Higgins just turned off.
I don't know who that is.
Okay. Father John. Bloody.
That was Cron who said that.
Cron would say.
I do love how you're like, you know, when I'm on this podcast, the side of me comes out that no one knows. So. I was listening to the episode the other day where we talked about you giving up drinking and the fact that you decided that you weren't giving up drinking. And the funny thing was when I re-listened to that, you said, I thought about the reasons to give up drinking and you've got, you know, money, your health, keeping things together. And then I thought about, oh, well, what's the other side of the argument? And you gave no reasons at all. Zero reasons. And I'm thinking there going, well, having money is pretty important. Having good health is reasonably important. And, you know, keeping things together is pretty important too. So what are these other reasons, Father John?
Shit-faced.
Exactly. Thank you, Keeper. Yes. And that's the only reason you need, but I'll go on. It's therapy every afternoon. It doesn't cost as much as the therapist. You never know what's going to happen. It's the spontaneity. It's the freedom.
Marbo.
Marbo.
It's vibe.
It's a Marbo.
It's a vibe. Yeah. It's just
love and weasel.
It's just the constitution.
It's the constitution. Tray three.
I fucking cleared tray three. Oh.
Dennis.
Yeah, yeah. It really does sound like Dennis DeNoto's making this argument up for you.
Oh, rock solid case.
Look Sponge, I can't tell you right now, but I'll get my lawyer in and he'll go through things for you.
Technically, Dennis was part of that winning case, so it's a winning one.
Exactly.
He went on very well after that.
Just the vibe. Yeah, he had a sign that said, as seen on TV. All right. Keeper, now we're talking about, speaking of your drinks, the Keeper special, we're talking about this week, if there's any animals out there who are alcoholics?
Hey, weasel.
This is a like we've been talking about, a subject very dear and close to my heart. There are a few animals that are that get on it. There's actually a few animals that do drugs as well.
Not
just alcohol, but all sorts of toxins and venoms and things like that. So I guess the one that everyone knows about is the elephants in Africa, and there are some in Asia as well that eat fermented fruit. And they get shit-faced that way.
Right.
But it's a bit of a misconception because, let's be honest, you're talking about a 3-ton animal here. So eating a few pieces of fermented fruit is going to do fuck all.
So they don't actually
have to eat like the whole... No, they get like slightly buzzed. So yeah, that's a bit of a misconception.
Koalas get on it, don't they?
Well,
eucalyptus.
Thing is, koalas are actually one of the dumbest animals in the animal.
There's a joke there. Have you met Waze?
Hello?
Weasel's a lower form of being, mate. You're not even considered an animal.
I've got a flat brain like a koala. Smooth brain.
A single cell organism. Yeah,
the old bacteria. Actually,
I'll multiply.
Koalas actually eat... eucalyptus is poison. So they've gone genius. So far to specialise that they actually eat poison. So they don't actually get drunk, but they're actually
poisoned.
That's why they sleep so much, because they've got to work it through their system and get rid of all those toxins out. So it's, stupid animal.
Like the dolphin.
Oh, don't get me started.
They eat pufferfish, don't they, or something? Something gets them a bit high.
They don't actually eat the pufferfish. What they do is they chew on them. And the tetradontin toxin, which is like so toxic. Yeah. And they get high off it. So they'll chew on it and it sort of they but then they pass the little fucking pufferfish around. Like you have a chew.
To the left hand side.
Yeah, fucking oi, Flipper, you have a chew on this one, you get hammered.
Yeah. Oh, you feeling it, Flipper?
Yeah, you
know, I have to pass to the left.
I love that for them. I really do.
Yeah, what a fantastic
about
animal.
Their only fucking it's about their only redeeming quality.
Yeah, right.
But the coolest thing is, and I did a bit of research on this because I'm professional, there's a bat in South America that eats fermented fruit and can get, because bats are only quite small, and can get to the toxicity level of 0.05, which is our standard sort of intoxicated level, and have no ill effects whatsoever.
Ooh, kind of like the so crunch still when he's fly. Driving home after the piss.
Exactly.
In the Camry. No, the Skoda.
Let's knock the door off and get in the car.
Where are we going?
I'll fly this bat home.
like a bat out of hell. so they have literally no ill effects whatsoever, which is pretty epic. So if you want to go out on the piss and score yourself against someone who can hold it, have a drinking competition with a bat.
There you go. There's deer and moose, I think, in Canada that get fucked up on fermented apples, and they actually like pass
fermented
out and stuff.
Animals.
they
they eat mushrooms and stuff.
Ooh.
On the ground,
and they get fucked up from the mushrooms. So we think, as humans, we think we're amazing. We've invented all this stuff, but we've been doing it for eons, mate.
Eons.
It's fucked up since the beginning of time.
Reason number three, there, Sponge.
Yep. As Gandhi once said, do as the animals do.
Eat your own poo.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. Yeah. Lick your bum.
Whoop, we lost someone.
Yeah, we did. Keeper, are you still there?
Yummy.
Yeah, no, that's all that counts. Go. That's all that counts. Hey, Keeper, I wanted to ask you, I sent this through to you during the week. If you're going to build a super animal, all right, started to combine, you know, crazy scientists, What are you building?
Pretty much a weasel.
So I put a long 3.5 minutes into thinking about this.
Yep.
And I've come up with what I believe is the ultimate animal.
Okay.
Now you might think, oh, he's going to chuck a great white in there or dinosaur. A bear or something crazy like that, but I'm not. I'm going the complete opposite direction. So it only contains two animals. One is the sloth.
Yes.
Because let's be honest, having a good sit down is amazing. So, like, you know, if you're going to be lazy, you might as well be a sloth.
Great haircut, too.
And the other one is an antechinus. Now, I don't know if you guys are up with your Australian animals, but it's a very small marsupial mouse rodent looking.
It sounds like you're describing the Chronicle and Father John's worst fear.
I think it's just fathers.
No, it's actually one of the greatest things ever.
Right. So
what they do is in breeding season,
the
males just don't give a shit about food. They just fuck and fuck and fuck.
Until they die.
Fuck and fuck and fuck and fuck. And they will literally fuck so much that they forget to eat and die. So what I figured is...
It's definitely not the crime then.
It's got to fuck first.
Those two animals... You just become a lazy fuck. Right. So
imagine that dude on the rooftop.
So I reckon that's the greatest animal combination of all time.
Right, eh? So the sloth and the what's the second one called?
Antechinus.
Antechinus. Yeah, right. Yep. There you go.
I thought you would have gone dinosaur way, to be honest. Jurassic Park style.
Yeah, I did, but those fuckers got beaten by a rock, so.
So but then again, rock got beaten by paper. So it's a tough go.
Yeah. Someone's scissoring someone it somewhere. Is. I guess they're the real winner.
The cameraman.
Oh, dear. Very good. Very good. Well, gents, it's been a bloody great episode today, the Weasel and Sponge Chronicles. Mm-hmm. Weez, look, all I've got to say is good luck today.
Hang on. I forgot something.
Oh, okay, go.
Yeah, go on.
The animal has to have rear fang.
Yes. The rear fang anti-sloth.
Always.
A rear fanged lazy fuck.
Yeah, okay, very good.
That's what we're calling it.
Gents, do we have any advice?
I like it.
Before we sign off here, do we have any advice for Weez as he heads off?
Two of them are out.
The
advice will be coming from Sponge or Bones, but yeah.
Well, no, I think the other guys have valid points.
I don't know if they do.
Well, debatable. Yeah. As the great Bill Burr said, debatable. Mate, you know, all our marriages, like 50% of them fail.
Oh.
Would you jump into a plane for skydiving if you knew you had a 50% chance of
I've got a parachute. No, I've got a parachute. So, you know, if the plane crashes, I can jump out.
Don't fucking do it. Yeah, true. Fair play.
Don't do it. Thanks, Father John. What about you, Chronicle? You got any advice for Weez as he sets off?
on a one-day getaway to Canungra.
I do, actually. It's before you pop the question, roll the missus a ciggy and make sure you put in some eucalyptus leaves and a puffer fish.
Yeah. Are you trying to poison her or get her high?
Oh, dear.
There's no guarantee she's going to say yes, by the way.
Hey, Keeper, the good news is we've got a Bucks party coming up.
Yes,
none of them.
Yeah, beautiful.
None of them.
Beautiful.
Righto, people. Remember to tell your friends about the podcast.
I think you know, life gives you lots of ups and downs, mate, and you always got to just put your right foot forward and do what's best for you, and just follow your heart, but always remember Pornhub's free.
What was this Discord you were talking about earlier?
Oh dear. All right, gents. Well, until next week here on the Weasel and Sponge Chronicles, what do we say, Weas?
Tell your friends and play from multiple devices.
That's right. And don't forget to live, laugh, and love, particularly for the Weas this week. Beers and durries to take you out, because that's what we do here. And have a great week, everyone. We'll
see you next
week.
What about Father John's sign out?
No, Father John's had enough.
Something about a wank and a sock.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Get, go for it, Keeper.
Get rid of Fang.
All right.
Pip behind.
Listen for multiple doses and tell your friends.
It's 3:15 on a Friday afternoon. Got my 30-gram pouch and I'll be at the pub soon. Roll up a cig, grab a schooner of VB. Sitting in the beer garden watching the races on TV. All the boys are here with a diary and a schooner. Wish that I got to the pub much sooner. Won't be home till the morning and the missus is warning. Don't bother coming home, she'll say. And you're feeling pretty pissed, so you'll give her a spray. Better find a different place to stay and steal your mate's meat tray. Lose all your money, there's no worries. Nothing goes wrong with beers and durries. Sticky butts on the floor, empty schooner glasses. I fucking any kind of girl that passes. Pick a fight cause I got no fear, as long as I got a durry and a beer. A durry and a beer. Wake up on Saturday with the hangover. Back on the tins, I don't wanna be sober. Count a lunch at the pub, I'm sold. Get another pouch of Winfield Gold. Fighting off the demons from the night before. Beers and durries, I want more. Keep on going till Sunday. I don't want to see Monday. Switch them to rum and cokes. Just give me some more smokes. I just want to hang with the blokes. Cause lose all your money, there's no worries. Nothing goes wrong with beers and durries. Ciggy butts on the floor, an empty schooner glasses. I fucking any kind of girl that passes. Pick a bite cause I got no fear, as long as I got my durry and a beer. And durries are so symbolic. Yes, it's a fucking tough life being an alcoholic. So much that you forget the words to the song and you're trying to get to the pub right now. So you're not going to do another take, and this one's going to do. Sorry, Chronicle, but I fucked your song. That was a pretty good bridge too, Chronicle. I might wrap it up there.